thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe launches his Paris 2013 campaign rallies in Madziwa, Mashonaland Central today, with a dig at main rival Morgan Tsvangirai saying his MDC Tea Party does not stand a chance in ZANU-PF rural strongholds.
We'll be having rallies in all the provincial capitals. Starting today, we are in Mashonaland Central, Jimbo Growth Point, and then on Saturdays, His Excellency visit the Marange Apostolic Gathering.
Mr. Tsvangirai, meanwhile, took his campaign trail to Mondoro in Mashonaland West Province, where he urged supporters to unite following disputed primary elections, saying divisions will split the vote in favor of ZANU-PF.
If I don't have it, no one should have it. It's a wrong policy, wrong policy. The Constitution is very clear on that.
And Police Superintendent Andrew Piri refutes allegations that officers are being forced to back ZANU-PF in the special voting that takes place July 15 and 15 ahead of the main election at the end of the month.
President Robert Mugabe launched his star rallies at Jimbo Growth Point in Madziwa, Mashonaland Central today, taking a dig at main rival Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai for allegedly failing to attract huge crowds at his campaign stops in the ZANU-PF stronghold Monday. Mr. Mugabe urged his supporters to go out and vote in huge numbers to avoid another coalition government. He vowed never again to be forged into such an arrangement, describing the unity government as a three-headed snake. He took a swipe at Finance Minister Tendai Biti for alleging that the government is broke and has no money for this year's elections.
Mr. Mugabe says it is false that the government is cash-strapped. He called for peace and bemoaned political violence that has been reportedly resurging in some areas, in particular Mashonaland Central Province, where MDCT activists claim they are being targeted by ZANU-PF supporters. Mr. Mugabe was accompanied by his deputy, Joyce Mujuru, and wife, Grace Mugabe, who distributed foodstuffs such as mealie meal, cooking oil, beans, and salt to villagers. ZANU-PF spokesman Rugari Gumbo said victory was certain for his ZANU-PF party. He dismisses Mr. Tsvangirai's dig at Mr. Mugabe's advanced age at his rally Monday.
We'll be having rallies in all the provincial capitals. Starting today, we are in Mashonaland Central, Jimbo Growth Point, and then on Saturday, His Excellency visit the Marange Apostolic Gathering.
But are there no concerns of some who might be doing what the party has called Boram Dondo? What are you doing to address this problem?
We already have cases of people who are standing as independent, and we are dealing firmly with them. We have already expelled one, Mirat Kereke, and we will also be taking certain some strong measures against the three other candidates who are contesting against the party. The important thing to understand is that the party is greater than individuals.
Lastly, addressing also his rally, Mr. Mugabe's opponent, Mr. Tsvangirai, was telling his supporters that Mr. Mugabe's age is an issue of serious concern, saying that he now needs to retire. What is your response to this?
Which rallies was he addressing? The 10 people in Rushinga, is that what you are calling a rally? But anyway, be that as it may, his, allegation or perception is wrong. It's totally wrong. The president is very strong, he's very healthy. He has chaired all our Politburo meetings, and he is very effective. And that is why we drew up the program of him visiting provincial cities and so on.
ZANU-PF spokesman Rugari Gumbo in Harare with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.